Hi, this is Jeff Aubin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I spend a few minutes each day giving you great job search advice because I believe job hunting doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just the skills needed to find the job are different than the ones needed to do a job. So I'd like to spend a few minutes talking with you about ways that you can improve. Now, on this show, we talk about wardrobe, which isn't a skill. It can be a talent, and it, like most talents, it can be improved upon. And the impact of appearance on income. Now, I reference listening to a podcast on Swell. This is when I first started listening to podcasts. I don't know if Swell as a platform is still around, but Freakonomics is available in every single podcast player that you can imagine. So don't focus on that part of it. Focus on the idea behind the show. And after you're done, I want to encourage you, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come join me there. I've got a lot of great information that I've curated from around the web. My own stuff, as videos, podcasts, all my books and articles about job hunting, my guides as well, that are there to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions about job hunting, and I'd be happy to answer your questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, come join me on the show, and I hope you find it helpful. I was listening to a podcast this morning on Freakonomics Radio. It's a show I enjoy listening to. It was being broadcast on Swell. Swell is an iPhone app. I don't know if it's available for other platforms. But the show is basically about the impact of appearance on income. Now, I know there's an impact on appearance in hiring, too. So I'm just going to encourage you folks. Well, let me just start off by saying that the show basically started off by talking about the earnings of NFL quarterbacks. Now, for those of you who are outside the United States, that's American professional football quarterbacks. And it was very clear that the income levels of the NFL quarterback who look better above the average of an NFL quarterback appearance earned more than those without. Now, there was one exception, and that was a relatively junior quarterback who is doing very well, but because of the pay structure in the National Football League, his earnings are artificially kept down. I'm sure they'll get revised in the next year or two. Be that as it may, how does this relate to interviewing? Well, in the society at large, there's a bias toward better-looking people as well. Now, before you men think you've got it better than the women, you're absolutely wrong. The bias is most profound with men, not women. Now, with women, the show reports, they're conscious of the impact of their appearance on everything that they do. So they're very focused on that. Again, this is the reporting of the show. But in the statistics for men who were less handsome or didn't look as well or were downright ugly earn 8% less than better looking people. Now, I'll simply say that there was one exception, and this is the humorous one, and that's with thugs, robbers, where being ugly was a professional advantage to those who were in that line of work. But for most of us, being average looking or worse does have a financial impact. Now, I'm not suggesting to go out for plastic surgery. I want to be absolutely clear about that. The however is, particularly for you guys who tend to undervalue this, it's important to present yourself extremely well. Now, again, it's not about getting plastic surgery. It's about your wardrobe, your grooming, everything peripherally related to your appearance that you have something that you can work with, that you need to be prepared with. Now, I know this should be an obvious tip, but I can't tell you the number of people I talk with who really don't appear to do much of anything. Now, I want to be also clear that I'm not suggesting you go out and buy a $10,000 suit, unless you can afford it. And I'm not suggesting that you get plastic surgery, but there are grooming things. And women, I know you're going to laugh because any number of men you may have seen this with, but they're oblivious to. The unshined shoes, the dirty fingernails, the ear and nose hairs, a whole host of other things that are very easy to take care of that take away from what advantages you have. Your wardrobe, of course. As someone on my show on Job Search Radio pointed out, there are people who are very well dressed if it were the 1990s. And you need to update your wardrobe in order to look proper for the times. When all is said and done, if you can afford to forget about 8% of your income, by all means, go out and do it. But over the course of your career, that translates into several hundred thousand dollars. And you don't want to be doing that. Unless you're independently wealthy and it doesn't matter to you, which I suspect you are. So do the things to deal with your grooming and appearance. Take care of yourself. Try to keep your weight down, especially if you're out of work. Stay out of the refrigerator. Don't do things that are going to put pounds on you, make your clothing thus not fit you properly, so when you go on the interview, people look at you and think you're grotesque. Don't do it. So that's the end of No BS Job Search Advice for today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, there's a lot more available, as I said, at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come over to the site, go exploring there. Join me. Let me answer your job search questions. Let me help you. I've got over 400 pieces of content, whether you're a student who's graduating now or an executive looking for a position. I have material that's going to help you on the site. Plus, if you want me to create something to help you, I'm happy to do it. And if you have questions, leave messages for me with your questions. I'd be happy to answer them and help you. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Take care.